Hello all, hope you're well today. I'm joined by Luke Howell from Croissant Neuf. How are you, Luke?
Hello, Ben. Yeah, not too bad. It's a bit hot, a bit sweaty, but that's, you know, it's not too bad.
I don't know if anyone's down on site today, but it is pretty muggy. It's nice and warm though, and it's staying dry, which is always good. So looking forward to a nice weekend. If we get a bit of cloud lifting, it'll be a lovely evening. We're going to be bringing you a new video podcast in the next few hours, so look out for that. Also, things to let you know about: if you're coming to the festival and you want to come up and see us, just come straight up Main Drag past the Jazz World stage, and we're just over the railway track there on the way up to the Stone Circle. Pop in and have a cup of tea in the Fairs Fair Cafe, and come in and see a couple of the bands. We've got Paolo Nassini here on Friday afternoon. That's well worth catching. We've also got Andy Pete, who was on the podcast yesterday. He's be DJing as part of the Bliss Club night on Saturday night, and we've got talking the podcast. We'll have Esme from Bojangles playing on Saturday afternoon. That's a kind of cabaret string quartet. They're also doing a couple of other shows around the festival as well, aren't they?
Doing some stuff down in the market area on the bandstand down there, and they're probably going to do some stuff in the craft field as well, I think.
Make sure you catch them, it's well worth catching, and we'll have Esme on the podcast sometime between now and the weekend. Hope you're all having a very good afternoon, and if you do get stuck in the traffic jams on Wednesday, make sure give us a tweet, and keep yourselves entertained. And as always, partyenough.co.uk for all the latest Glastonbury news.